May the peace be with you.
Thank you.
Shall we pray? Lord God, we thank you for bringing us all here today in this crisp and glorious morning. And as we look up the sky and we look around us, there's sunshine, the red, yellow, and green leaves all around us. And Lord, we praise you and thank you for you have brought us to this earth and loved us. And you love us so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the story we just read is a very famous story, and this is a story we are very familiar with. And this is the story of the tax collector. The reason why I call him the tax collector, because he has the longest story in the Gospel of Luke about the tax collector. Now, tax collector was mentioned 6 times just in the Gospel of Luke. Now, 3 of them are complete story, and the other 3 mentioned that the tax collectors were willing to return to God. Now, it is obvious that tax collector plays an important role in the Gospel of Luke. Now, tax collectors must have some symbolic significance. Otherwise, they won't be mentioned so many times. We all know we live in an era of populism. Each one of us is a platform which is easily be the whole world to our own self. We make ourselves a platform of our own self. We talk in this platform, we think in this platform, and we think this world has no other platforms. We would think, no, we are living in a pluralistic society, but in reality, the populistic political correctness just cancels out the effect of pluralism. Because we are living in such a pluralistic society, we find comfort in our own little world. The more pluralistic is this world, we would find it more comfortable when we retreat to our own little cave. today's social media also play a role in populism. We call it the echo chamber. We call it echo chamber effect. Now, as we dabble in social media, we have a friend circle, right? Social media always want us to have a friend circle. Now, within the circle, we will gather those who are friends. Friends means those we are familiar with, and probably friendly to my idea, friendly and agree with my idea. For those people who are just not the same, slowly they drift away from my friend circle. In our friend's circle, we have more similarities than dissimilarities. Just look at your Facebook, look at your WhatsApp groups. Those are the people very similar to us. As we stay in this same echo chamber long enough, we may find people outside of this echo chamber unbearable. So there's an option to unfriend. So how many persons you have unfriended lately? As a matter of fact, those who are from Hong Kong has to unfriend a lot of their friends in the last few months. And or we are unfriended by many friends because there's a huge chasm of political will. So once we have lived in this echo chamber long enough, we step on the threshold of populism. Actually, populism has many manifestations. From the historical past to nowadays, we would exclude those who are different from us, be it the color of our skin, our social status, our culture. We do not necessarily tolerate. Last week, we have a mission weekend. We talk about Muslims. When you see Muslims, we may think that we are very tolerant. But in reality, when you go into some place, they are all Muslims. All the women have hijab, but the hijab is not only just cover the head. They cover the face and cover their eyes. Their eyes just have you can not even see their eyes. So it is sometimes a very scary situation. And those of whom we cannot accept are the other. Usually we have you and me, we know each other, okay? Anybody who is outside you and me is the other. So there's a theological concept is the other. Somebody who's different, somebody who we are not familiar with, somebody we do not agree with. But the stories of Jesus are all about the stories of the other. Stories of the minorities. We always have the wrong perception that Christians are the majority, as if our society is still a Christian society, for we still have Christmas and Easter holidays, and Thanksgiving is still a time to commemorate a North American religious tradition. We talk about how God has provided. In the first day, when Europeans came over from to North America, including Canada, but all these are just a facade. But if we look at the Bible, the stories of Jesus and his disciples are just stories of the minorities, of the other. After Jesus' crucifixion, the disciples were so scared that they hid from people. Even after Jesus' resurrection, they were filled with the Holy Spirit and was emboldened to preach the gospel in the temple. But after some time, then they were persecuted and were driven out of Jerusalem. Some of them went away because of fear. Jerusalem is just like a pressure cooker for all the Christians. So some of them fled. Now, then we have Philip preaching to the Samaritan, preaching to the Samaritans. Philip was not sent to Samaria with a mission grand plan. They don't have mission Sundays. They don't have plan. They don't have a mission committee. They just fled. Even Jesus reminded us, you little flock, do not be afraid. You little flock, be not be afraid. So Jesus has told us, you are the little flock, you are the minority, you are the other in the society. It is not unusual for Jesus to pay particular attention to the other. Tax collector is just an appropriate representative of the other. Today's scripture is the last story in his journey to Jerusalem, The Zacchaeus story is an appropriate story to conclude the journey to Jerusalem. Before Jesus entered Jerusalem to be crucified, he spent all his time to preach the gospel. In the end, Jesus said this as the conclusion. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. Right here, Luke concluded the mission
And at the beginning of Jerusalem journey, the first story ends with something very similar. The Son of Man has not come to destroy the lives of human beings, but to save them. And this is at the beginning. This is the first story of Jesus' journey. And now we have the last statement of Jesus' journey. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. And then, who are the lost? Obviously, Zacchaeus is the lost one. In the story, Zacchaeus has a rather positive image, and he is not that lost. If you want to name a few people who are lost in that story, they are the Jews. They completely lost it. They did not understand. So the lost does not necessarily mean those who are not saved or those who has no salvation. So what is the meaning of the lost? If we have paid attention to Jesus' ministry in Luke, we find Jesus' ministry has a concentration on the so-called the other, the outcast. Those who are despised and those who are neglected, they are the minorities, they are the other. Those who are not accepted by the society. So we have the story of the lost sheep. The shepherd will look for the one lost sheep. My son always tells me, in Chinese, 抵死了. It means you have the whole herd of sheep right there, and you ran away. If you die, I don't care. Why should the good shepherd left his 99 sheep and looked for one lost sheep? If we have paid, and also if we look at who are the outcasts, the prodigal son who asked his father for his inheritance before his father died, somebody who is utterly not worthy. Then we come to tax collectors. Think of Jesus' time in Palestine, a colony of the Roman Empire. Governing a colony requires many local representatives. These locals play a very important part to act as the go-betweens. They are locals to speak and live the way just as any people in the colony. They can communicate and work for the master of the colony. Colony is nothing more than a piggy bank for the master, the colonizer. Local representatives are nothing but instruments of this exploitation. He is responsible for collecting tax and the chief among many tax collectors. Zacchaeus is the other in the Jewish society in Palestine in Jesus' time. He was not welcome. Now, tattoos is a very popular expression in recent years, especially among professional athletes. You will have a hard time to find a professional athlete without tattoo nowadays. But in the 80s, tattoos means you belong to a gang. You are a mobster, and this is a sign of a gang. Only mobster or gang members will have tattoo to signify their respective gangs. I have a friend there were 30-some years ago, who is a big and muscular guy, and he always dressed like it with tattoo and all. Only he is, my friend is a Chinese. Okay? In the 1980s. So he dressed like that. And he came to my church. whenever he comes to my church, he will sit on the pew, and he will sit on the pew all by himself. So sometimes I said to him jokingly, "You are the only one in the church who can lie down and listen to me preach, because the whole pew belongs to him." If Zacchaeus were to attend the synagogue in Jericho, he could probably occupy the entire row of chairs. Among all the biblical references of tax collectors, only Zacchaeus is called a chief tax collector. Okay, all of them are common garden variety tax collectors. But this guy, Zacchaeus, he is the chief collector. He is the tax collector of all tax collectors. It is probably the reason he became rich. He is the only tax collector among the six described as rich. I'm not saying tax collectors were not rich. I just want to point out Luke wants us to pay attention to Zacchaeus' wealth. He said he is the chief tax collector and he is rich. Then we will think about the connection of his wealth and his occupation as tax collector. How could Zacchaeus not be the other? He did exploit his fellow Jews. He was considered the bottom of the social and moral heap. For such a man, how would Jesus treat him? From the Bible, we learn that Jesus has already affirmed Zacchaeus before Zacchaeus' confession. Jesus said, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." Please read carefully that Jesus said he must stay at Zacchaeus' house. Before Zacchaeus' repentance, Jesus has already accepted him. As Jesus said, he must stay at Zacchaeus' house, Jesus made a gesture to become Zacchaeus' friend. In the Middle East, when you stay in a person's house, it means you are his friend, and you will not betray him. You will be good to this host. Jesus told Zacchaeus before he confessed that, "I am coming to your house. I am your friend. I will not betray you. I will be with you." How could Zacchaeus not be the other? He has exploited his fellow Jews so badly. But Jesus accepted him anyway. Acceptance and inclusion is the key here. We can be exclusive in essential doctrine. However, there are many things that is not essential, that are not essential. What about race? What about culture? Actually, even in the church, we have three types of cultures. I can still remember there was a lot of frustration when summer camp came in the last few years. The summer camp planning committee was so frustrated because everything is so orderly before the Mandarin came. They don't ever register until the last week of summer camp. You didn't know that? But this is the Chinese tradition. The Cantonese have learned it, but the Mandarin, they just come to this country and they have been using the mainland China Christian culture. There was so much frustration and there was so much anger. Culture. I don't think they mean to be, they mean bad. They don't want to add more burden to the planning committees. But they are just like that. This is their culture. They do it, do everything last minute. I've been working with mainland Chinese churches for many years. I knew it. I don't like it. But I was the other then. There are cultural difference. We have different ideals or even political stance. Okay, any one of you vote for liberal, conservative, green? You cannot vote yet. Don't pretend. Now, somebody asked me to vote. Which party will you vote? I said, I don't vote. I will vote next year. Okay? So we have different political stand. Go ask the Cantonese congregation. They will vote conservative. Okay. And this, we all vote green here. Okay. I would vote green. Just for the sake of balance of terror. actually, with all those differences, we can still be acceptive and inclusive. We can still embrace each other even though we are different. Like I said earlier, this is an era of populism. Listening carefully of what other people say will help us to get away from populism. After all, we are not so different than the other. In different circles, we would become the insider or the other. The response of Zacchaeus is direct result of Jesus' acceptance. Right away, Zacchaeus welcomed Jesus happily. It is just no natural. A lot of time, many people would not set foot in a church because they believe the church is too holy for them. Or the church pretend to be too holy. What does it mean by too holy? The church has become such an exclusive place that it has become too holy for an outsider to come in. It is really not comfortable to sit on the entire pew all by yourself. But when all have rejected him, Jesus' outstretched hand melted Zacchaeus' heart. He cannot help but to repent, a repentance without reserve. Zacchaeus will give away half of his wealth to the poor and the other half to pay back his sin. Do we still remember the rich young ruler who wanted to follow Jesus? When Jesus instructed him to give away his riches, he walked away very sadly. Then in a few verses below, Jesus commented that it is easier for a camel to go through the eyes of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. But Zacchaeus just gave away his wealth as a gesture of true repentance. For Jesus has never treated him as the other. Jesus stretched his hand wide and embraced Zacchaeus. It really doesn't matter what Zacchaeus is going to do. Zacchaeus, I must stay in this man's house. Long before Zacchaeus jumped down and declared and confessed, I will give half my wealth, half of my wealth to the poor. Half of my wealth I will pay back. When Jesus loves us, he has not required us to do certain things Faith comes before repentance. And repentance means we just go in and do what we believe should be worthy of God's love. In our world, especially in our world of social media, it is very easy. We will just live in an echo chamber. Just look around. Look around people. If you are a liberal, talk with somebody who is conservative. If you are conservative, talk to somebody who is green. This is important that we get outside and welcome those who are very different from us. I have a friend who has tattooed his whole body, not only with ordinary tattoo. Actually, he has a goddess tattoo on his left arms. Now, he's not only a gangster, he's also a idol worshiper. To many people's eye, he is. But he's a person after all. So we can be friends. There was a time I was working in San Francisco, Chinatown. That was the time there was a lot of Vietnamese young gangsters. The church I was in has an ESL class. So I don't teach ESL, but I go to ESL class every week. And so sometimes I do an assembly with them, talk to them about American culture and everything. So they know me well. And there was a time I can boast. I can park my car in Chinatown anywhere without fear of being stolen. My only fear is being ticketed because all the gangster knows me. I got a chance to know them when they set foot on America. And the church has opened wide the arm to welcome them to the church, to the sanctuary, to our dinner. So my car has never been broken into in San Francisco Chinatown. But I have been ticketed many, many times. So it's a joke, but it's also true. Yeah. So let's learn. Let's pray. Father, thank you. We thank you for being with us. Your presence will empower us to do what you have asked us to do all along. Help us now. In Jesus' name, amen.